Captain Neil, you are in Mayfield, and what are you seeing there as far as, you know, we're hearing a lot of reports and we're seeing a lot of pictures. It is what you're seeing, does it live up to the pictures that we're all seeing?
It's certainly, I mean, I haven't certainly had the time to look at a lot of the pictures, and we're still trying to get some overall mapping done of the areas of devastation, that particularly into Mayfield, Kentucky area. But what we're seeing here is it's a smaller industrial park that had some large warehousing type businesses. In particular, where we're working is the candle factory, and it was a heavy steel skeletal structure with steel exterior, with some office space attached to the larger portion of the warehouse, which was the production area and the warehousing aspect. And that just absolutely collapsed during the height of the storm. And so we are methodically today, we have a 90-ton crane on site. We are working with an excavation contractor, and they brought the crane in. So we're going through a methodic peeling and removing of the roof structure currently to help provide additional void spaces for the canines to get down in and see if we can locate anyone that might still be remaining in the structure.
Have you been made aware so far of anybody who has been pulled out of that rubble or rescued from that structure?
On our initial reports yesterday, in our first initial briefing when we first arrived here, the local emergency responders and even volunteers came here to this location, and they helped rescue those that could not self-rescue. And then but we have not located anyone since our arrival yesterday morning.
Okay. So as far as you know, and you guys are concentrated just mainly at the candle factory, how many, I guess maybe a fair question would be, how many rescues are you aware of so far, you know, from all of the local and the auxiliary people who have come in together?
Honestly, I don't know, because we're still trying to identify a factual number of those that are unaccounted for. We still don't have a handle on that. So the not only the company owner has reached out to family members of his employees. He's trying to get information to find out whether they may have self-extricated. Were they not even in the building at the time of the storm? So for this particular site that we're working, we still have a number of unaccounted for people, but what we're hoping, and this is the best hope, is that they're accounted for, but somewhere else. So we may be searching for an unaccounted number of people, but because of the just sheer devastation, the overwhelming destruction down here, and not only in Mayfield in this county, but there's other counties and other cities that have been affected. So this may have overwhelmed local emergency communities, and that communication has not funneled itself down to where we are, that we can account for everyone that may or may not have been in the building at the time of the path of the storm.
So we read about Jake, Eddie, and Virgil, the specially trained search dogs that are accompanying you down there. What is their job right now? What are they up to?
Right now they're doing searches with I'm trying to start tracking on. They're doing methodic searches as we peel the void spaces back from removing the roof structure. So once we do that, they do the search area, and then we just continue to delayer that part of the structure.
And one last question before I let you get back to this very important work. What can people here in Indiana do for their neighbors in Kentucky right now?
You know, I think if they reach out to the Red Cross, I'm sure the Red Cross and other charity organizations are probably collecting needed supplies. If they want to donate money, of course, But there's multiple counties, multiple cities, and lots of people have been affected by this storm.
Well, Captain Neal, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's a little chunk out of what you're doing, and we really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.